Almost have no battery. Almost have no battery, Fred. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if you run out of battery, Fred? What are you gonna... Fred! Fred!
Off time. When my contemplates spin whirrish in my head, I go this gawk out of his box and to the woods instead. Through leaf and place I amble, seeking solace in the roofless, truthful greenery of treesome. Lonesome now and near a newness. All unraveled roaming, I grow young again through seeing every cranny, nook, and nub with wondering eyes abuzz with being. Each tree I see is home to imps or nymphs, hobbits or hermits, knock on wood, sir, thrice, and you yourself will soon learn it. Why, there are homes for gnomes and forts for fairies, yes, indeed, and trails for silver snails that fairy fairy folk at speed, cubbyholes in hiding huts, in weeping willow dens, where make-believing takes me back into my way back when. And when the cloak of night descends, I find nothing to fear. No specters lurk in midnight murk, no monsters haunt me here. Instead, the inky black unveils a sea of twinkling lights, each one another world as well, each burns a beacon bright. Led along now by the moon, I revel in the chill of winter's breath upon my face, the wonder in me still that muses mingle with the mosses, grasses, ferns, and bark. Each time I go among the trees, that place ignites a spark. And if you go, you'll feel it too. Take stock and smell the roses that line the path to the other world that lives beneath our noses.